trying to get it out here, something happened. Too bad. Next year.
And it looks as though mechanical trouble is the early order of the day here as Dan Gurney finally comes to the pits. Phil Hill is walking up there as his crew leaps to the car. Dan is wearing one of those new full-face crash helmets, finding favor among American drivers. Phil, what does it look like to you?
Well, I don't really know. They're looking at the dashboard, and they're also trying to find that oil leak. It looks like there's so darn much oil all over the place there, they can't tell just where it's coming from.
Well, let's hope they can get it fixed. Dan is really a popular favorite here at Riverside, but has never been able to do well in sports car racing on this demanding racetrack. The battle for the lead continues out on the track. It's Bruce McLaren, the leader, and Denny Holmes second on that long straightaway, and you can't even see the fifth-place man. It's McLaren home, and now Hall on the brakes hard, outbreaking Mark Donahue to take over the number three position. Way back in fifth place is John Surtees. Sam Posey is sixth. Chuck Parsons seventh. Skip Scott is eighth. And Jerry Tight is ninth. But they're so far back, these four leaders are really losing them. Well, there's Hall using the wing on the chaparral to gain advantage in the turns. It's in the down position now. There it moves to the level as he puts the power to it. Here's Gurney getting ready to go back on the track, and it appears as though they have the oil leak fixed. And that's good news for Southern California's Dan Gurney fan.
He's leaving a heck of a trail of something out the back there. Can't tell what it is, whether it's oil or maybe water.
Well, whatever it is, Phil, it's going to slick up the racetrack, and the fellow competitors are going to find it slippery going behind him. Here are the leaders, Bruce McLaren, closely trailed by Denny Holm, and Jim Hall now in third place. Mark Donahue still fourth. We'll be back for more action at the Los Angeles Times Grand Prix after this message. Funnel into turn nine with slower cars in the way, but Bruce McLaren gets it in front of his teammate Denny Hall. Jim Hall now third in the chaparral with lots of traffic between he and the leaders. The speed, a record 115 miles an hour at this point, just over last year's record established by Bruce McLaren, the winner of the Times race here last year. Chance to pull away from the opposition in the clear track, eh, Phil?
Well, it's handy to not have people in front of you.
And they're making the most of that as Jim Hall comes up here now with three slower cars in front of him. He's got a long way to go to catch those leaders.
Jim seems to be pulling away from Mark Donahue there, Chris.
It looks as though he's doing just that. He's got his foot to the floor in the chaparral. The crowd interest, however, has centered on the battle for fifth place. John Surtees, a former world champion, has been caught by George Palmer, who started in 22nd place. Here's Palmer now, right behind Surtees' winged car. Palmer's been driving beautifully, car's smoking a little bit, and he's right on Surtees' tail.
Brett Lunger into the pits in the American-made Caldwell. Don't really know what the problem is. And there's Charlie Parsons. Water pouring out underneath. It looks like they're going to change the radiator hose.
Pitts is a busy place. There's Charlie Hayes getting out of number 25. Out of the race, overheating the problem. The same problem has struck Stan Burnett, the driver of number 64. He's out of it as his car sits there in steam. This hot desert sun is taking its toll today. There's Dan Gurney's car back in the pits after a short ride. He's out of the race. He's out of the car, and the bodywork is off of it. And here's that continuing battle that George Palmer is giving John Surtees for fifth place. Palmer's car, powered by a cast iron engine, supposed to make it slower than the aluminum engine versions, one of which is what Surtees is using. But he's got great speed, and now he's trying to get by the former world champion and makes it on the long straight. So George Palmer, a former U.S. road racing champion, moves into the number five position now. He's a long ways behind the leader. There's his pit man, 61 seconds, better than a minute behind, and he gets the word as he flashes over the start-finish line. Comes through turn two and sets up for the S's, leading this race, but he's third in the Can-Am point standing, which is led by his teammate, Denny Hall. Mark Donahue is second. The winner will get $40,000. Before the race today, we had a chance to talk to Bruce McLaren about how he was going to drive this contest.
Bruce, you're well up in the point standings. Is this going to affect your strategy?
I'd kind of like to win this race if it was possible, but we'll see.
Your team McLaren cars have had a little bit of engine trouble in the series this year. Do you think they are reliable for the long pull today?
Well, this is the first weekend that we haven't had to change an engine, and as far as we can tell, we've got over most of our little problems with them.
What if you're pressed?
I don't know.
Bruce McLaren, not getting much pressure from his teammate Denny Hall, leads this race at better than 115 miles an hour. Holm in car number five is second, while third is held by Jim Hall in the winged chaparral here in traffic. Fourth belongs to Mark Donahue in Roger Penske's number six car, while fifth is George Palmer and sixth is John Surtees.
Look out, Rich Galloway from Denver, Colorado has slid off on turn seven and is trying to get back on and still maintain directional control. Now he's right across the track. Look at that. Oh, now he's backing up and looks like he'll be on his way here in a minute.
We'll be back for more of the Times Grand Prix, but now let's go to Las Vegas and Keith Jackson.
I tell you, you can just start the car just blowing to pieces. I mean, when you go down the straight with the air underneath like that, it ruins it.
Well, the pit crew down there has heard about it, and they're ready for the stop. Extra parts on hand. And last year, Home was ruled off the track when this happened. But so far in this race, Jerry Titus at number 17 has been out there for several laps with a similar condition. So apparently, they have turned their back on the no bodywork rule this year. Now, here's Home in the pits. Let's watch the Team McLaren men go to work, and they come right out over the wall to start on the car. They're doing a fine job, aren't they, Phil?
Well, he certainly has made a mess of it. I mean, these are very strong units when they're all in one piece, but the minute you start tearing them up like that, they really get flimsy. They've checked, I saw one of them check the tire there.
It looks as though they're trying to find some room to, so the radiator gets some.